Welcome to the How to Be Happy with Yourself podcast. I'm your host, Becky Smith. I'm your certified life and creation coach. I'm here to guide you through the process of setting boundaries, letting go of fear and guilt, improving relationships with others, but most importantly, the relationship with yourself. Because life is better when you're truly happy with yourself. Hello, and welcome to the podcast. This week's episode is Conflict versus Contention. I was watching a TV show called Fantasy Island. It's the reboot of Fantasy Island. I don't know if you remember that old show. But on one of the episodes, the mom's fantasy was for her family to all get along, for her family to be as happy as they appeared to be on social media or how other families appeared to be on social media. And of course, as the show goes along, the fantasy doesn't quite turn out the way she thinks it will, because her perfect family, a family without conflict, the family that always gets along, is really not her family. It's a robot family. It's not a true, authentic family. And of course, in the end, she figures out you can't have a true, authentic relationship without conflict, without both negative emotions and positive emotions, that is all part of the humanness, and that is all part of real authentic relationships. And it really made me think of what I've been hearing a lot lately. So in my faith tradition, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a prophet has given a talk about being a peacemaker, and it is an excellent talk. And if you haven't listened to it or read it, I invite you to do that. But I worry a little bit with this kind of talk, because as a people pleaser, or seeing things through the lens of someone who uses the habit of people pleasing to negotiate life and negotiate relationships, I can see how there can be some misunderstandings with the word contention and with the word conflict. I think overall in my faith, it is a big misunderstanding. And I can see how in my life, it has really caused some problems with how I navigate relationships. I've recently noticed that I have been avoiding some conflicts in my primary relationship, my marriage, some conflicts that I needed to address. And when I say conflict, I mean my opinion is different than my husband's opinion. And so maybe it's a good time to determine or to define what a conflict is. And there's a quote from Elder Dieter F. Ubdorf, and he says, "Conflict is inevitable, but contention is a choice." So what's the difference? Well, the difference is that contention involves anger and lack of respect. It involves losing that respect for the other person and seeing the other person as an object. It also involves some pride, where we want to be right more than we want to resolve the situation. It also can involve your intention. Is your intention to belittle or dehumanize or make fun of? What is your intention with the other person? All of that is contentious. That is contention. But having a difference of opinion or viewing the world through different lenses and different glasses, that is conflict. And conflict is necessary. Conflict is how this world was created. Lots of conflict created the mountains and the oceans. Crashing into the mountains create the beach, create the sand. The conflict of day and night creates the sunset. That tension, that opposition, that conflict can be a beautiful thing, or can create beautiful things. But we, and when I say we, I mean me, are kind of terrified of it, because it creates negative emotions in us and in the other person. And it can be really hard to be in our bodies and be present with that uncomfortableness. And so I think, as a coping mechanism, I know that I have gone to people pleasing in order to avoid that. But I also know that I just try to avoid conflict. I try to get around it and ignore it. And the problem with that is it doesn't make it go away. It will build up and cause more problems. So how do we have conflict but avoid contention? Well, it's all about our thoughts, right? It always comes down to that. What are we thinking? What is our intention with bringing up this conflict? Is it to understand the person better? Is it to resolve it? Is it to come to some resolution? Or is it to prove your point? Is it to prove that you're right? Is it to belittle the other person? That's where you have to really check yourself and understand where you're coming from. It reminds me of the saying from Stephen R. Covey, where he says, begin with the end in mind. I think that really applies to when you're going to engage with conflict. And we can disagree without being disagreeable. It is possible. An excellent example of conflict without contention is the YouTube channel Hello Saints. If you haven't heard of it or watched it before, it is evangelical pastor named Jeff who is learning about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and he is doing it in such an uncontentious way. He tries to look for the ways that we are the same, for doctrines and beliefs that line up with each other, but he also does not shy away from the conflict or the disagreements that we have. And he is not afraid to say where he thinks we're wrong, or where he disagrees, or how his religion or his opinion sees it different. I really enjoy watching his channel, because it's just so refreshing to see that perspective and to see how that is really available to all of us when it comes to conflict. Now, what would it be like to embrace conflict in a relationship? Something that I've really been pondering lately. What would it look like to step into that negative emotion? What would it be like to, I like the word embrace, especially as a people pleaser? I think it would be really uncomfortable at first. I think it's a skill. I think it's something that I could practice. And I think it's something that I could get better at. And to be real, it is something I've gotten better at over time. But I can see now that there's more opportunity for growth. Speaking of growth, that is another reason why conflict exists. Because it's like a mirror that we get to hold up in front of us and see our own weaknesses. And, you know, a lot of times the conflict is because somebody sees you in a different way than you see yourself. And so you have to confront that and look at that, and it's uncomfortable and we don't like it. But what an opportunity to grow, to look that in the face and say, yeah, sometimes I'm selfish. Yes, sometimes I overspend. Yes, sometimes whatever it is, right? And own that part and decide what you're going to do next time. Resolve the conflict. It's not getting around or avoiding the conflicts that's going to make life better. It's going through them, working through them, because beautiful things can come out of conflict. Think of the birth of our country. It came out of a major conflict, right? A lot of things come out of what we would call conflict. So conflict can be good. Contention is still not good. Knowing the difference matters. Catching yourself when it is starting to go to contention also matters. Contention happens often when you've let a conflict build up and fester over time. And that can happen by trying to people please and smooth things over, and then resentment and frustration is building in you, and then it comes out as contention. The very thing we were trying to avoid and push away now becomes this big, huge thing that now we have to deal with. So talking about this, having this podcast is not only to serve you, my audience, but it is because I'm working through these things, because it's a part of real life, because it's a part of relationships. It's about our growth and it's about our progress. So keep in mind that conflict is inevitable. Contention is a choice. Remember, the difference between conflict versus contention, it's really about your thoughts and your intentions. Avoid contention, but don't avoid conflict. Remember, you can disagree without being disagreeable. And conflict is a mirror for our growth. And embracing that conflict in relationships can take us to the next level. So I hope that you can hear something in this episode that you can take and work on this week. And you can start tiny. You can start small. Maybe it's just that one little thing that's been bugging you that you've been afraid to say something about. Maybe you can talk about it. Maybe you can work on it. So, my friends, thank you so much for listening. Try it out. Practice this. And bye for now.
If you have ever felt like you know what you should be doing to be happy with yourself, but you can't seem to get yourself to do it, then I'm the life coach for you. Click on my calendar in the show notes to sign up for a free life coaching session, personalized and tailored to help you get unstuck and be happy with yourself.